This is LaJean and Valora Cole from LaJean and Valora Cole Ministries. We host an amazing show called Prophetic Moments with LaJean and Valora on the Charisma Podcast Network. Did you know that for 40 years, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement?
Would you rather read a book or listen to it? We like having the choice of both. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. LaJean and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app so that we have access at all times.
So join us by downloading the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a prophetic dream given to a 7-year-old night after night for 7 nights. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
When Will and De Havilland Ford's 7-year-old son Benjamin told them about a dream he had the night before, they felt that God was speaking directly through their son. When he had the same dream the second night, they knew that God was confirming the vision. Their son described his dream to them. "In the dream, I saw a huge green plant, which had a crown on its head, and it was squeezing the earth. The more it squeezed the earth, the more hands or tentacles it grew. Out of nowhere, a lion that had the body of a lamb appeared, and it destroyed the plant and ripped it to pieces. Then a date appeared in my dream. This will end on April 30th. And the dream ended. Every night from April 14th to the 20th, he had the same dream, for 7 nights in a row. But the dreams weren't exactly the same every night. The fourth night, he said, I heard, pray, 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 and clouds broke apart. And I saw the green plant with the crown, but it was much smaller. It was trying to squeeze the earth, but it couldn't because its hands and arms wouldn't grow. Then the lion lamb destroyed it again and ripped it into pieces as in the other dreams. And again, I saw at the end of the dream, this will end April 30th. Each new time the dream was shown to him, the crowned plant had less strength and was shrinking. And the seventh night, he said that the earth was larger than the plant, and the lion with the lamb's body ripped the crowned plant to shreds and threw it into a pit. Then the April 30th date appeared again. The 7-year-old's father, Will, said that they wanted to wait until the stream of dreams ended and they would allow time for more understanding before going public with the revelation. He believes that the arms of the plant losing their strength could mean that the strength of the virus will weaken, but will still try to attack. They believe that this is the beginning of the end of coronavirus. April 30th happens to be the last day of the federally issued 40-day quarantine. Will writes in his article on the charismanews.com site that since they first talked about their son's dream, they have received texts and emails from parents all over saying that their children were also having prophetic dreams and declarations about the crisis, too. In their discussion on the Be the Sign podcast, Will and De Havilland Ford talked about how in Genesis 41, when Joseph told Pharaoh that having the same dream night after night was a confirmation that it was from God and that it should be taken seriously. 7 nights in a row qualifies as serious. They are declaring that the devil's worst nightmare is a praying child. So it's time for us to deploy the children to pray. Just as 7-year-old Ben heard the call to pray, 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 They are calling for the children of God to pray against the virus as it tries to sprout back up again, and be ready for the lion with the body of a lamb to throw it into the pit. God is speaking to children. Will we listen? Will we respond? Will we pray and keep praying? For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.